Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca. We're coming up to Macca's favourite segment, and that's pop culture with Sam McGowan. Sam, how are you on this sunny Saturday?
I am so good. How are you? I didn't know this was your favourite segment.
Well, it's because, you know, pop culture, I still struggle to get my head around it, and I'm not going to ask you again what it is, because all the listeners will go, oh, Macca's, you know, memory chip has you know, not worked. I think what I'm interested in, Sam, is what role does pop culture, play in our lives? How does it impact it? And how do we, Nevena and I, well, probably me, get to be part of pop culture?
How does Macca get to be part of pop culture, Sam? Yeah. You got any quick fixes?
Yeah, always asking these huge questions. I mean, I think pop culture is like, it reflects, I'm very interested in like the mass culture side of things, because I guess for better or worse, like even if it's terrible, it does sort of reflect like what are we thinking and like what are we resonating with as a culture. And like even those like big Marvel movies that are kind of like, I guess people think they're like artless slop sometimes, but I think there is still something in them that reflects like, where are we at as a culture, you know? Does that make sense?
It does. And Macca's philosophical underpinnings aside, Sam, can you tell us what's happening in pop culture trends online at the moment? What's hot, what's not?
What is happening? Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I guess for better or worse, everyone is talking about The Idol, the new TV show. Have you guys watched this at all?
No, I've just seen the commentary around it.
Yes, it's a very controversial, very buzzy type show. It's from Sam Levinson, who created Euphoria. So The Idol is a bit different. It follows this pop star whose name is Jocelyn, played by Lily Rose Depp, and she's kind of staging this comeback after having some sort of nervous breakdown that we don't really know about. And so she's trying to launch this new single and come back, and then she's getting entangled with The Weeknd, who is not good at all in the show, I must say. And he's kind of this cult leader type guy who is, taking her career in a certain direction. I mean, there's two episodes out. I can't say that it's an amazing show by any means. And it might even be just bad. I haven't really decided yet where I'm landing on it, but it's piqued my interest a bit. And you know, it's kind of like, everyone is talking about it online. Like, if you want to have something to talk about at a party, maybe watch the first two episodes so you can have an opinion on it. But it's like, I will say, at the very least, it has a cast that is doing their best with the material, which we love to see. You know, it's got Jennie from Blackpink, if you're a Blink out there. It's got Troye Sivan, Rachel Sennett. Lily Rose Depp is great. Really everyone except The Weeknd is giving it the role, which, you know, you have to respect, right?
Doing what they can, absolutely. And since we last talked, Sam, Succession has finished up, the zeitgeist show of the last couple of years. How do you think the reception went down online?
It seemed to be received largely very well, I would say. I mean, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it wrapped things up in like such a tragic but like inevitable but still surprising kind of way. I've been thinking about it for really since it finished, like to leave the characters the way they did. I think it was incredibly well written. I've actually started watching Succession from the beginning again, just to get more of it in my life, you know. But I loved it. I think the Emmys will be very competitive this year with everyone doing, you know, their best work in the show. I think really stuck the landing. I think the show just went from strength to strength in the end. So, yeah, I loved it. Masterpiece.
And cinema at the moment is very colourful right now. We've got a few blockbuster movies that are going to be coming up. We've obviously heard a lot about Barbie. We've got Oppenheimer. We've got the new Tom Cruise Mission Impossible. Is there anything else that might be under the radar that our listeners should be going and being seated for?
Absolutely. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus has a new movie out called You Hurt My Feelings. I think it came out Thursday. It's like the complete opposite of all these blockbusters. It's just like this very small, light, slice of life, like funny movie where she plays an author who's got a new book coming out, and she finds out that her husband hates the book. And so it's kind of about her, it's about like relationships and how we communicate, and it's just about these really small moments in life and misunderstandings you might have with other people. And it's really, really funny. It's really relaxing watch, you know, like there's no explosions, like the world's not ending. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is like predictably just amazing. Like she's great in it. She's so funny. She brings so much warmth to the role. If you're wanting something like a bit different, definitely go and see this, because it's a delight.
And Sam, unfortunately we have to wrap up soon, but are there any other recommendations that our listeners should be engaging with, either for a bit of dinner party conversation or because it's genuinely good?
I'm pretty sure I've recommended this before, but the other two, season three is out at the moment. It's airing week to week on Binge. It's a comedy in the vein of like 30 Rock, like those very snappy, kind of like inside industry sitcom type things. So funny. It's the funniest show I've seen in a long time. And what I love about it, it's got a very kind of like mean, like very biting sense of humor, which I feel like we don't get that much in TV anymore. Like people are afraid to be nasty, you know, but they are not afraid to be mean and nasty, which I love. And, you know, it's like, it's very queer, it's very gay, but it's kind of like, you know, making fun of the gays, like from an insider's perspective, I must say, like, it's not like, I highly recommend the other two. I think, if you're gay, you'll love it.
One final question, Sam, is The Walking Dead pop culture?
I would say it is. I think I haven't checked in on how like that rates these days, but it is massive, right? Like they have like 3 spin-off shows coming out, I think. Yeah. I haven't watched it past season 3, I think. But yeah, I guess it is pop culture. Would you say it is?
I'd like to think it is. It always reminds me of commercial radio.
Okay.
He's on a journey, Sam. He's on a journey. That was Sam McGowan joining us on Saturday Magazine. Always appreciate your views and insights and look forward to chatting to you soon. Thank you, Sam.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca. We're having a short break and we'll be back very soon.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.